Hey Queens, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of positivity and power. Let's talk about something that's super real, super relevant, and might just be stealing your precious mental energy. Our digital lives. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone? Like there's this invisible force pulling you into the vortex of notifications, social media, and endless scrolling? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into how simplifying our digital lives can actually boost our mental well-being. It's not about ditching technology altogether, because let's face it, that's basically impossible in today's world, but rather about creating a healthier relationship with our devices. Think of it like this. We want to use technology as a tool for good, not something that controls us. Okay, so how do we actually simplify? First things first, audit your apps. Go through your phone and ask yourself, what apps do I truly need and use regularly? The rest? Time to hit that delete button. Think about it, each app you keep is a potential distraction, a little thief of your precious focus. Second, set boundaries. You know those, do not disturb, settings on your phone? Yeah, those are your best friends. Designate specific times when you'll be offline, like during meals, workouts, or just before bed. This helps create space for real-life connection and mindful moments. Imagine having a dinner conversation without the constant temptation to check your phone. It can make a world of difference. Third, curate your social media feeds. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, comparisons, or FOMO, fear of missing out. You know those profiles that leave you feeling inadequate or stressed? It's okay to say, bye Felicia, and focus on content that inspires, motivates, and makes you feel good. Think of it like cleaning your digital closet, getting rid of the stuff that doesn't serve you anymore. Speaking of social media, remember the golden rule. Quality over quantity. Instead of just passively scrolling, engage with posts that resonate with you. Share your thoughts, start conversations, and connect with like-minded individuals. You'll find it's way more rewarding than endlessly refreshing your feed. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A friend of mine was constantly glued to Instagram, comparing herself to others and feeling stressed. She decided to take a social media detox for a week. What happened? She rediscovered hobbies she'd forgotten, spent more time with loved ones, and felt a sense of calm she hadn't experienced in ages. It's amazing how much space we create for peace and clarity when we step away from the digital noise. Okay, Queens, recap time. We talked about auditing your apps, setting boundaries, curating your feeds, and prioritizing quality over quantity on social media. Remember, simplifying your digital life isn't about deprivation, it's about reclaiming your time, focus, and mental well-being. So, what's one thing you can do today to start simplifying? Download a meditation app, set up those do not disturb settings, or maybe even just take a mindful walk without your phone in hand. Take action, Queens. You got this. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of power and positivity. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.